Father God, as we go to look at your word, I pray that you would speak to our hearts, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would come and would reveal to us what you want us to see. Lord, that you would continue the good work that you have done in us. Lord, you say in your word that he who began a good work in us will bring it about to the day of completion, which tells us two things. One, that you're the one who began the good work, not us. And two, you will bring it about to the day of completion. But Lord, we want to develop as Christ followers and in the image of Christ and holiness now. That's what the spiritual disciplines are all about, Lord. It's your Holy Spirit's means for making us more like Jesus and drawing us closer to you. And so, Father, I pray that you would do that during this message. Lord, that you would calm hearts, that you would calm anxious hearts. Lord, that you would bring peace. Lord, that you would bring peace into this building, into this room, that we would hear you and meet you. In your name, amen. For those of you who were here last week, God really just did a wonderful, special work of, I feel like, inviting us to encounter his Holy Spirit, to inviting us to encounter his presence. And what wound up happening at the end of the sermon, we talked about James chapter 5 and how James says, among other things, he says, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. It's one of the things that we talked about. And there were people who came and were praying, and I got texts throughout the week of the way that God was moving in homes and in discipleship groups and in relationships, really beautiful stuff. And I wanted you to know that the Lord worked in my heart as well. And it's funny because some of you who came up last week wanting prayer, you wound up praying over people instead.